USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is touring damage from Hurricane Ian in southwest Florida. He took an aerial tour and saw the devastation left behind 1 week after the storm made landfall. Biden is also getting a briefing from top officials on the situation in the hurricane-ravaged area. Gas prices may start to spike after OPEC Plus nations announce they will be cutting production by 2 billion barrels of oil a day. Appearing on Fox News, Florida Republican Congressman Michael Walls accuses the Biden administration of driving higher prices on gas.
The thing that's so frustrating, I think, to all of us is that it, right here under the ground in the United States of America, we have oil and cleaner gas than Russian gas or others ready to go.
A historic launch is finally off the ground after being delayed by Hurricane Ian. Four astronauts blasted off on a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket from Kennedy Space Center in Florida. The SpaceX NASA Crew 5 mission will arrive at the International Space Station Thursday. Americans view the U.S. Postal Service and NASA most favorably when it comes to government agencies and departments. That's the findings of a new Gallup poll. 60% have an excellent or good view of the Postal Service, while 56% hold NASA in high esteem. Tyson Food is moving all of its corporate employees to its Northwest Arkansas headquarters. The company, making the announcement Wednesday, saying having all of its corporate staff in one place will foster closer collaboration and enable faster decision-making. The Rust production team and actor Alec Baldwin reached a settlement with the family of Helena Hutchins, the cinematographer who was killed on the set of the film last year. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The Secretary of State is warning North Korea that if it continues threatening nuclear activity, the West would only intensify its response.
We strongly condemn the DPRK's dangerous and reckless launch of a long-range missile that flew over northern Japan, endangering Japanese citizens.
Speaking in Chile, Anthony Blinken saying if the totalitarian state kept going down this road of provocation, the United States would continue to isolate North Korea and increasingly condemn it. A high-profile execution is scheduled for Wednesday night in Texas.
A Texas death row inmate whose case defined the role of spiritual leaders in death chambers nationwide is scheduled for lethal injection Wednesday. 38-year-old John Ramirez's case attracted national attention in 2021 when Texas denied his request to have his pastor talk and lay his hands on him during the execution. Ramirez was sentenced to death for killing a convenience store clerk in 2004. From the West Coast, USA, Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Two men accused of cheating during a fishing tournament in Cleveland won another event near Toledo earlier this year. Jake Runyon and Chase Kaminsky were initially declared the winners of the Cleveland Championship of the Lake Erie Walleye Trail Tournament Series last Friday. However, they were quickly disqualified after their catch was cut open and weights were found inside. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.